Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Chuck Groot. He's supposedly retired, but does a lot of business consulting and strategy work to help people start their businesses. I have Pascal Darion. He's the CEO of a nonprofit called Migraine Ireland and an avid athlete. I have KG Moses. She's the founder of Maya's Legacy, where they support women and families who suffered from pregnancy loss. And I have Jesse Carey. He has a doctorate in chemistry, a degree in history, and is currently working in an industrial lab. The question I have for you, how do you deal with the guilt of quitting something? Pascal, kick us off.
Well, I think there should be no guilt when stopping. I think there's two different things. The action of stopping is just stopping. You're stopping for a reason. And that reason is a good reason. Any decision is a good decision. If the guilt is overthinking why you have stopped, I think there's a problem. So I think stopping is actually healthy, and it's actually braver to stop than keep on moving for the wrong reasons.
Interesting.
I think the guilt sometimes comes from external factors. So what would people think about my actions and how would they perceive me? Would they think that I'm a failure? You can't totally detach yourself from what people think, because there's an element of us that like to understand what people that are close to us think about. But the moment you're not so driven by the external noises and you find that peace within yourself and you know that that's the right decision, I think that that element of guilt is no longer there. I've stopped doing many, many things. You know, I've started things because other people started it, and you know, it sounded good, it looked good, and I thought, okay, let me just go into this space. And I went into it, and it didn't work out, but I did it for the wrong reasons. And I stopped. There was an element of guilt there, but the moment I come to a realization that this journey, I'm working with people, but ultimately I am responsible for the decisions that I make, I took ownership of that, and I'm able to free myself from those things. Yes.
I actually love what you said there, KG. Obviously, the external inputs that are really there and really for you. I think for me too, like there's an internal part of you that doesn't matter. This might sound strange for someone with a PhD, but I actually spent most of elementary school in the principal's office. So I was in trouble more often than not when I was a kid. And then you realize how, you know, during certain things, and obviously they wanted me to stop certain activities, but you realize how quickly people move on from putting shame or guilt on you from whatever action is there, and you can kind of just carry on and do your own thing. So like, it's also kind of ties into Pascal's point there too. It's not a big of a deal, I think, for stopping some of those things if it's going to be something that works for you.
Well, I'm obviously standing on the shoulders of giants here with Jesse, Pascal, and KG. They've covered the topic really well. I just want to lend my thoughts to the fact that, yes, there is internal guilt and feelings of failure that is normally given by outside factors like Jesse and KG say, because people point fingers and say, ha, 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 ha. Screw them. You're trying it. You're doing it. Get over it. I have one of my best friends and mentors, and the guy is like uber successful. And whenever I come across a challenge with one of my clients, I'll go to him and he'll say, Chuck, it's like I always say, tell them to stop. Just stop. They're bashing their head against the wall. Don't think about anything else. Just stop, take a breath, and let's look at this from other angles. And like we've all been saying, you either pivot or you pick another avenue, because our life is too short to be worrying about hitting our heads against the wall and do ourselves damage when we're not equipped or we've lost the desire to move forward. So stopping is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, how many times have other famous people stopped, pivoted, and hit pay dirt? If it's a medical breakthrough or, you know, what else, whatever.
I think on the decision, I think there's something we should stop, all of us, is to stop looking for validation, you know, whether, you know, mostly external. And especially it tends to be magnified the last 10 years. If you're right in your boots, you're comfortable in your own skin, I think the decision is the decision point. What is the cutoff point? The cutoff point is, you know, if it doesn't make sense, you need to stop and not feel guilty about it. If you start to feel guilty about it, you're probably not super clear on why you are stopping. but the external factors take too much weight. Doesn't matter what they think. You have made the decision.
Yeah, I've often said just because you can doesn't mean you should. I mean, I have a PhD. I'm an avid hoop jumper. Put a hoop, I can jump through it. Whatever it is, no problem. But there's a lot of hoops that maybe I shouldn't jump through. And just because I can doesn't mean I should. And I think that that's the hardest part for me, is being able to say, I started this, I certainly could finish it, but I'm not going to. I think that's really hard for me.
It's always a fine line between your emotional and your logical and doing what's right for your spiritual.
Hmm.
And I'd rather err on the right of spiritual and my peace of mind than either doing it because I got to or doing it because I should.
I was thinking about also, we also look at the decision from the point of the integrity of the decision, e.g., we need to be 100% comfortable with it. I don't think so. Mm. If you're 60 or 70 or 80% comfortable with what you're thinking, that's okay. You can make the decision. World is not perfect.
And you could always pivot. You could stop and restart, I guess, in theory. That's a thing too. I think, Chuck, it was you. You said, take a break, stop, back off, look at it, and then maybe restart or don't, you know?
You know, that I was just reminded of a quote that encourages me most time, and it talks about the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to the one who endures till the end. And so it's not about how fast I can get there or how quickly I can get to something. It's about enjoying the journey or the experience moment by moment, and just be guided by where I need to go. What is the destination end? Like, we don't know, but if we kind of focus on the moment and enjoy it, I think it helps us to live our lives to the best of our ability, I guess.
How much of the guilt do you think comes from the what if?
To be perfectly honest, I don't think there is any guilt in the what if. And the reason I feel that is because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Just like Pascal was saying, we don't know that, okay, if we do A, B, C, D, we'll get E. That's not a given.
Mm-hmm.
So the guilt comes from the external forces laughing at us or berating us or our family saying, you know, you were stupid. Why? You didn't have the brains. You didn't have the money. You didn't have the experience. You didn't have the knowledge. The what ifs never come in because they don't even think about the what if, because they're not behind you saying, oh, if you could do this, you're going to get that.
Mm-hmm. I do think in retrospect, it's really easy to say, oh, you should have that Monday morning quarterbacking, right? It's easy to say, oh, they made the wrong decision because it didn't turn out. Well, you don't know that until you actually try it. And I think that's the thing that people forget. And when we get guilt, when we stop, is that if you make the best decision you can with the knowledge you have at the time, then to your point, Pascal, it's a good choice.
Yeah, every decision is right at the time you make it. You know, with hindsight, it's very easy to say it was wrong, but at the time you made it, it was the right decision.
Mm-hmm. And if you make enough choices, eventually something's going to work. That's kind of the way that the law of average is if you make enough choices, but if you continue along the wrong path too long, then you don't have a chance to do it right. So maybe that's the way to kind of, for me personally, to get over the guilt of quitting, is to be able to say, well, like I said in the last conversation, if you want to read more good books, stop reading the bad ones. If you want to make good decisions, stop going down the path of the bad ones. Maybe that's the way you have to look at it.
And there's one concept, just not to hijack the conversation, but there's a difference between stopping and closing. You know, closing, you feel you're at the end of the process yourself, and you say it's time to close with whatever you have at hand. And stopping, you know, actually, you don't need to be really far in the process. You may stop very early in the process. You may just decide to stop. And that's a different story. So, yeah. So for me, it's two different things. I think they're both intentional, but they're different in terms of time and process. And you make a more informed decision or you make a less informed decision. But again, it's the right decision at the time you make it.
Well, I'm going to leave this conversation thinking about the difference between quitting, stopping, and closing. And that is our 10 minutes. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.